And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of November 25th. This week in 1980, Paul McCartney's Wings Over America film premiered in New York City. Bill Haley played for Queen Elizabeth in London, England this week in 1979. It was his last ever visit to England. In 1972, Grease opened on Broadway. Elton John, Cher, and Donny Osmond performed for the Queen at her Royal Variety Show in London in 2001. Elvis's Fun in Acapulco movie opened this week in 1963. In 1964, a young Mick Jagger's erratic driving cost him a 16-pound fine. Stevie Wonder joined Paul McCartney on stage at Paul's Los Angeles concert in 1989 to sing Ebony and Ivory together. John Lennon's last stage appearance happened this week in 1974 during an Elton John concert at Madison Square Garden in New York. Chuck Berry was sued by his former piano player, alleging the sideman wrote the music for 52 of Chuck's songs. Well, a judge later threw out the suit, saying too many years had passed from when the songs came out to when he brought the suit forward in 2000. In 1960 this week, Bobby Darin married actress Sandra Dee. Marianne Faithfull collapsed shortly before a concert in Milan, Italy this week in 2004, and sadly she was later diagnosed with cancer. Ricky Nelson became the first rock and roller on the cover of Life magazine this week in 1958. Also in 58, Neil Sedaka signed with RCA Records. Buddy Holly, Sam Cooke, and the Rays all made their national TV debut this week in 1957 on The Ed Sullivan Show. In 1967, Jimmy Rogers was found beaten in his car on the San Diego freeway. It caused him brain damage. Cindy Birdsong from the Supremes was kidnapped but escaped unharmed this week in 1969. In 1964, Ringo Starr's tonsils were taken out at a London hospital, and he missed part of the Australian tour by the Beatles. The BBC unfortunately mistook the tonsils and said that his toenails had been removed. Dreamgirls, based loosely on the story of the Supremes, opened on Broadway this week in 1981. In 1991, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Shirelles, Gene Pitney, and B.J. Thomas were owed $1.2 million in unpaid royalties. In 1969 this week, John Lennon returned as member of the British Empire Medal to protest Britain's involvement in Biafra, and Vietnam. The band performed their last waltz concert in San Francisco at Winterland this week in 76. In 1968, the Beatles' White Album was officially released. And in 1959, Cliff Richard's Espresso Bongo movie debuted in London. In the studio, the Zombies recorded Tell Her No in 64. And after 4 weeks of work, the Beatles finally finished recording Strawberry Fields Forever this week in 1966. Andy Williams cut Can't Get Used to Losing You in 62. Jack Scott recorded What in the World's Come Over You in 59. And Harvey and the Moonglows in the studio in 1957 recording The Ten Commandments of Love. Birthdays: Tina Turner is 79. John McVie from Fleetwood Mac, 73. Gail McCormack, born this week, 1948. Robert Goulet, born in 33. Jimi Hendrix, born in 42. Eddie Rabbit was born this week in 1944. Bruce Chanel is turning 78. R.B. Greaves, born in 43. Randy Newman is 75. Motown Records founder Berry Gordy Jr. is 89 this week. Felix Cavallari from the Rascals is turning 76. Denny Doherty from the Mamas and Papas, born in 1941. Chuck Mangione is 78. Jody Miller is 77. Mako, whose real name is Domenico Monardo. He wrote and performed the Star Wars theme Cantina Band. He is 79 this week. Frank Ifield is 75. Alan Sherman, born in 1924. Rob Grill from the Grassroots, born in 1943. Luther Ingram, born in 37. Bob Moore is 86. Jimmy Bowen, 81. Dick Clark, born this week in 1929. Gilbert O'Sullivan's turning 72, Sandy Nelson 80, Billy Paul born in 34, Lou Rawls was born this week in 1935, Bette Midler is 73, John Densmore from The Doors is turning 74, Percy Sledge born in 1940 this week, Bob Lind is 76, and Gene Terrell from the Supremes is turning 74. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November 25th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. And then click blog. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.